Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, A Glimpse into Heaven.
Speak the Word.
Heaven is a genuine place. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, it says, And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, that's pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. You know, think about this. The places here on earth, the houses and the homes that we live in here today, they're constantly needing to be repaired and renovated and updated, you know, to keep it modern. But praise God, when we get to heaven to that place that Jesus is up there preparing for us now, it's never going to need any of that. You know, it's just not any. And I think you ladies are really going to like this. It says it will never need paint. It won't need any carpet or even any more repairs. It's never going to need any more repairs. And ladies, you're not going to have to dust it and you're not going to have to vacuum it. I think that's awesome. According to Revelation 21, verse 15 through 21 in the New Living Bible, John said that the angels who talked to him held his hand, a gold measuring stick to measure the city. And he said, its gates and its walls, when he measured it, he found it was a square as wide as it was long. In fact, he said, its length and width and height were each 1,400 miles. It says, and then John said he measured the walls and found them to be 216 feet thick, according to the human standard used by the angel. He says the 12 gates were made of pearls, each gate from a single pearl, and the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. Think about that. Jesus is saying that the gates of heaven are made of pearls, pure pearls, and the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. In verse 22, John said, I saw no temple in the city. I want you to think about it. There was no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Think about that. And the city has no need. It doesn't need any sun. It doesn't need any moon. For the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is its light. Praise God. Verse 25 says, the gates will never be closed at the end of the day because there is no night. You know, here we have night and we have day. But according to verse 25, the Bible says the gates of heaven will never be closed at the end of the day because there's no night there. You know, it is so awesome when we think about it. And, you know, another thing, brothers and sisters, that we can think about, too, is that no evil will be allowed to enter, nor anyone who practices shameful adultery or dishonesty. None of these things, friends, that bring tears to your eyes now is going to be there. There's a lot of things that may be bringing tears to your eyes now. But once you're in heaven, once in your home, new home that Jesus is preparing for us, there's not going to be anything there that's going to bring tears to your eyes, because even the tears themselves will be forever banished from that land. According to Psalms 56:8, it says you'll put your tears in a bottle. And what a glorious, glorious future that awaits the children of God. But listen to this, but I'm going to close with this. But only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be there. I want you to think about that. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. What a glorious future that awaits for the children of God. And I want you to know I am so excited about teaching this message because it just gives me great pleasure to be able to share things to you about heaven and what it's going to be like. Because regardless of our age, whether we're young or old, we don't ever know when we're going to go to heaven. But this tells us what to expect when we get there. And also, we don't know with things looking at the way they are in the world today, we just look around, brothers and sisters, and we just feel like we just, according to scriptures, that the time for Jesus to return is getting nearer and nearer all the time. And I know people might say, well, Pastor Joe, people have been saying Jesus is coming back for the last 100 years and he hasn't come back yet. But he did promise and he is coming back. And he did go away to prepare a place, you know, just for you and just for me. So that's what I want to talk about, because it's a glorious future that awaits me and you. But hear me, I want you to really hear me. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be there. And I want you to think real hard about that, because I really believe in my spirit that there are a lot of people that I'm speaking to that maybe you might be a member of a church or something like that, but you've never really accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I pray as I'm teaching this word and giving you a glimpse into heaven, what it's going to be like, that you're going to be more excited about accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you sure don't want to be left behind. But we all know that if our names are not found written in that book, we're not going back with Him. And should we decease before Jesus comes back, we won't get raised up. Because according to the Bible, when Jesus comes back, for us that are still living, those that belong to the kingdom of God, those in Christ, He says, will raise up first. He will raise them up first and then bring us up. So I'm really looking forward to that. In Revelations chapter 3, verse 5, in a New Living Translation, Jesus said, all who are victorious will be clothed in white. And He says, I will never erase their names from the book of life. Jesus says, I will never erase your names from the book of life. But I will announce before my Father and His angels that they are mine. Jesus is going to announce to His Father, that's Father God, our God, God Almighty, that we belong to Him. Friends, this is a city that's far more glorious than anything the human mind can ever hope to comprehend. And the best thing that you and I can do is to make the necessary preparations so we can go and see it for ourselves. Praise God. According to Romans 8:37, nothing can ever separate us from God's love. And in verse 38 and 39, it says, no. Through all these things, He says, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And verse 38 says, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you and me from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I think that's really a mouthful, and that you really need to think about that. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. I want to share some more about some of the things that you can do here on this earth while you're waiting for your trip home. As I stated at the very beginning of my message, I pointed out that all of those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior will get to see heaven one day and come face to face with our Lord. You know, that is just going to be so awesome. You know, according to the Bible, you know, when Moses came face to face with the Lord, you know, he didn't really come face to face, but just him passing by, the light on Moses' face was so bright when he was up there writing the Ten Commandments, and he came down, his face was so bright that the people couldn't look at him. He had to put something on. And just imagine one day we all, if our name is found in that book, in the Lamb's Book of Life, we are going to come face to face with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Joe. And today I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.